Usually barbecue is considered one that you do ribs or hamburgers or roasts or that type of thing.
What are some things that you typically wake up in the morning and eat or drink around here? Or are you personally? How do you start your day, eating-wise?
With coffee.
Okay. That's the main thing, huh?
I was born allergic to milk.
Oh, really? I think I am, too, at this point.
And, of course, now they claim that you can drink that lactose, but I thought, I'm 74 years old and went without it this long, I'm not going to try.
Right. I was in denial for a long time, but at this point, I think I don't drink much.
There was a long time I couldn't eat ice cream or anything with milk in
really?
It. I've gotten now to where if I used canned milk, I can eat gravy.
Hmm.
And ice cream very moderately.
Yeah. I actually think a lot more people are allergic to milk than what people want to
believe.
And
they claim, you know, now with the different medical, they have came to the conclusion that milk is very, very bad for you.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they said that about eggs. And,
yeah, that's
and
true.
When my husband was alive, we had bacon and eggs and pancakes and all that jazz for breakfast every morning.
Yep. Do you eat something, when apples are taken and sort of cooked and smashed and put in a jar and in the fridge, do you have a name for that around here? Is that something that you eat?
You mean the applesauce?
Yeah.
I think you would find that more around where they raise apples.
Right. Are apples grown in Colorado at all?
Yes, at Canyon City they raise a lot of apples, and they used to have lots and lots of cherries over there.
Mm-hmm.
At Paonia, we have peaches, apples, plums, pears.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, pears. I want to ask you about some of the things on farms and ranches. You said you were into ranching for some time.
Mm-hmm.
How long ago did you sort of get out, or are you still?
Well, when I was about 16 years old, I cooked on a ranch that raised registered Hereford cattle.
Okay.
And then we worked on the Hartzell Ranch,
right,
which was a huge ranch
mm-hmm.
In the 50s. And they raised sheep and cattle.
Mm-hmm. Both?
Yes, both.
What kind of fencing do ranchers use around here?
Mostly barbed wire.
Okay. Do they ever use rail fences?
They used to in the old days, but you don't find but just very little of it, and it's just been preserved for historic.
Okay. What is a place that, well, I want to ask you about some different enclosures that animals are kept in around a ranch. What are horses kept in?
Usually in a corral.
Okay. What about cows? Are cows kept in anything?
Well,
is there a name for
they
that?
They corral them also, and they also have pastures.
Okay.
That's a wider grazing area.
Are pastures the same as meadows, or is that something different?
A meadow in this area is a low-lying area next to a creek.
Okay. Could animals graze there? Or?
Yes.
Okay. What about fields? Is that something animals would graze in? Or?
Now, there are areas where that they would graze in the fields, but not up in this area.
Okay.
But, you know, if you would raise winter wheat and that type of thing, and alfalfa, after you have harvested.